You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Last Friday, President Trump's first tariffs hit $34 billion worth of Chinese imports. Beijing responded quickly with its own tariffs on equal amounts of U.S.-made goods. In other words, the trade war is on. One of the key targets of the Trump tariffs is imported steel and aluminum. But would tariffs and trade wars matter as much if we did a better job recycling scrap metal? Let's find out as we welcome Dan Cooper, Assistant Professor of Mechanical Engineering at the University of Michigan. Dan, you've spent 8 years researching just how to make the steel and aluminum industry more efficient. What pointed you in that direction?
So what I noticed was that the U.S. does import a tremendous amount of metal, 36 million tons of steel, nearly 5 million tons of aluminum. And what I was doing was I looked at how much the U.S. was recycling, and I noticed that the amount the U.S. fails to recycle internally is about equal to the amount it imports. So we're importing an awful lot of expensive metal and exporting a lot of cheap metal.
Interesting. And I know that you wrote a piece in The Conversation, and you tell us the U.S. made 82 million metric tons of steel last year. That's enough to circle the globe 8 times. And 68% of that was made from scrap metal, which seems like a healthy percentage, no? But could we be doing better?
We could. It's difficult to have an exact figure, but we estimate that no more than 2/3 of all of the worn steel and aluminum goods that we discard are actually recycled. The rest either goes to landfill or are exported.
So your view is we could cut way back on how much metal we're importing and perhaps avoiding these new tariffs if we did a better job of recycling our metal.
Absolutely.
And so if you look at that, moving to recycling instead of importing, that could have economic impact. And also, what kind of environmental impact could it have?
This could have very significant environmental impact. So making steel and aluminum is tremendously environmentally harmful. 10% of all of the world's emissions, greenhouse gas emissions, come from making steel and aluminum. But if we recycle rather than making them from ore, what we dig out of the ground, if we instead recycle, that has a much smaller carbon footprint. The greenhouse gas emissions for recycling steel are around 1/4 of what they are for making new steel, and recycling aluminum cuts emissions by more than 80%.
And if we're not mining iron ore and bauxite, that's also better for the environment.
Absolutely. Lots of environmental damage is done with the mining.
When you think of steel and aluminum recycled and used in the U.S., how much or what percent of the steel and aluminum that we use in this country is recycled?
No more than 2/3 of the steel and aluminum that we discard is actually recycled.
And the rest, as you say, is going into landfills, just being junked?
Yes, absolutely.
So what do we do to change? How do we go about doing a better job of recycling?
Well, there's both an economic and a technical challenge. So if scrap metal is worth more, we do tend to collect more. The invisible hand works like that. But there is a technical challenge too. The scrap dealers have these big piles of scrap metal, but they're not all just one pure type of metal. They get mixed up. And that really decreases the value of the scrap. And so either we recycle it into low-value products or we export it, and often up until now to China, where they have separated it by hand.
So they're doing the separating, and then it's coming back here. And now it's
a much more expensive import.
At what point in the process of recycling would that sorting out actually be most advantageous?
Well, there are two different approaches. We could encourage manufacturers to make products which are easier to recycle, to make it easier for the steel in your car to be separated from the copper. Or we could encourage more investment in scrap separation technologies that the scrap dealers themselves can use.
So it's just been very easy for us as a nation to not address this, to say, hey, 2/3, we're doing well, but you're saying we can do a lot better.
Yes, and we've also been able to export a lot to China, but China is now going to be imposing tariffs on U.S. exports of scrap. So we are left with either sending more of our scrap metal to landfill or finding a way to make use of all that scrap metal.
What kind of support or help can the government offer, should the government offer, to make this more a goal that we could realize?
I think there are lots of opportunities for improving scrap separation technologies. Many of them exist, but they are expensive at the moment, and they could be improved. And I think there is both a research element to this for universities, but also maybe tax breaks and subsidies for those scrap dealers that are investing in these latest technologies.
Is there anything consumers should be doing at the home level to help this process?
Well, recycling as much as you can is great as a consumer, but an awful lot of our metal isn't necessarily what you would think of as a consumer good. A lot of it is in buildings, in infrastructure, in your car. Not very easy products necessarily to just take to the bottle bank.
So what's the step to do that then? That's calling on industry and calling on business to be a part of this as well?
Absolutely. And I know that the scrap dealers that I've spoken to are really wanting to work with government to be able to recycle into higher value products to be able to keep the metal within the U.S.
So looking ahead and thinking of the work you've done and where it could go, how much do you believe that more and better recycling would help to cushion our industries like the auto industry from tariffs and trade wars?
Well, as I say, the amount we are failing to recycle is about the same as the amount that we are importing. So if we were able to really step up our recycling, I think we could put a big dent into the amount that we have to import. And so we'd be able to both lower imports and be able to provide good metal to our manufacturers.
Food for thought. Dan Cooper, Assistant Professor of Mechanical Engineering at the University of Michigan. You can read more on this and find his piece on recycling more steel and aluminum by going to theconversation.com. What's the next question you want to tackle with your research?
Something I'm particularly interested in is how different products that we are making is going to influence the amount that we can recycle. As we make more and more electric vehicles, there are some big challenges there in terms of how we recycle the new materials that are going into those types of cars rather than the current ones.
Dan Cooper, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.